The global vaccine drive is in jeopardy after the Serum Institute of India announced yesterday it would not export any vaccines until the end of the year. Today, President Biden pledged to share U.S. surplus doses with COVAX, an international effort to give vaccines to low-income countries. But COVAX is still hundreds of millions of doses behind. NPR Global Health correspondent Jason Beaubien has been following all of this. So, Jason, COVAX are really struggling. But explain, what is it supposed to do, and more about how this news from the Serum Institute of India will affect it.
Yeah, so COVAX is this big global initiative. It came out of the World Health Organization. It involves 190 countries, and it's trying to make sure that vaccines are available everywhere, in rich and poor countries alike. It's supposed to be a buyer of vaccines, this big pooled buyer, and whatever vaccines it can get a hold of, it will then dole them out proportionally around the world. And the doses are going to be free to the poorest countries in the world. And particularly for low and middle income countries, you know, that can't compete with wealthy nations in a bidding war for vaccines, this is really their best chance of getting vaccine in the short term. Unfortunately, most of the vaccine that was going to be going into COVAX this year was coming out of the Serum Institute of India. And, you know, given the acute COVID crisis that they're facing there, all of that's being diverted to the domestic Indian market, and they haven't exported anything to COVAX since February.
Yeah, I think people are surprised about how much India is in the vaccine producing business, and now they say they can't send it out of the country where people are dying at home. But how are they doing in India in controlling this outbreak?
You know, India appears to have backed away from, you know, the peak of 2 weeks ago when they were reporting about 400,000 new cases a day. But that's a drop in confirmed cases. You know, this could simply be due to the healthcare system getting overwhelmed. You've got people who aren't going in to get tested. You've got clinics that are more focused on treating the sick rather than running COVID tests. And some places have run out of lots of supplies, including testing supplies. You know, the COVID crisis in India is a long way from being over. And the fact that the Serum Institute is now saying that it might not be able to supply vaccines until for anywhere else other than India before 2022 is one indication of how long some people think this might get dragged out.
Yeah. Well, you know, wealthy countries can always purchase vaccines directly from manufacturers. So talk more about what happens now to these low-income countries?
Yeah, I mean, they're in a very bad spot. COVAX is up and running. It's ready. It's got the logistics to do this. But one official told me this week, you can't distribute vaccines that you don't have. COVAX has distributed about 65 million vaccines to more than 100 countries so far, but it had hoped at this point to be at about 200 million. And the gap in terms of what they need and what their goals are, they think could even get worse in June. There's a joint venture between Argentina and Mexico to produce the AstraZeneca vaccine, again for COVAX, but there have been these production delays in Mexico, and they're not expecting anything to coming off of that production line until at least sometime in June.
Well, as we said, President Biden has pledged doses, 80 million of them, to COVAX and other partners. That sounds like a lot, but is it?
You know, it definitely will help, but it is important to note that this is less than half of the global shortfall that COVAX says it's currently facing.
Well, and other countries have bought enough doses as well to vaccinate their own people many times over. Are they also going to pledge these extra vaccines?
You know, some already have. Some have donated to COVAX. But nothing on the scale of what President Biden announced this week. You know, it's important to remember that the U.S. is far ahead of most countries in the world in terms of where we are in our vaccination process. You know, we've gotten to the point here in the United States where most people can walk in, you know, without an appointment and get vaccinated now if they want to. A lot of other places and around the world do not have that luxury or that much vaccine on hand right now. So even though they may have orders for doses that are supposed to be delivered soon or this summer or later in the year, they're not keen to let go of them just yet. And politically, it might be very difficult for them to allocate doses abroad while they've got constituents at home who are still clamoring to try to get vaccinated themselves.
Yeah. Well, in the minute we have, Jason, one of the goals of COVAX was to get 20% of populations in participating countries vaccinated by 2022. So what's the sense of, you know, what it will take to do that after all of these delays?
You know, it's going to take more vaccine. And that goal is basically just to cover, you know, the healthcare workers and the most vulnerable people in these countries. That, you know, it's a very modest goal. Part of the problem is that the existing global vaccine manufacturing capacity, it's only so big, and it's already running into issues around getting access to some critical inputs. You know, you're getting delays out of Mexico, you're getting these problems in India. You know, so given that getting more out of the existing manufacturing plants is unlikely in the short term, leaders of COVAX say the place to tap right now is these extra doses that some countries are sitting on, that they've ordered. And to get those countries that have tiny portions of their population, even less than 1% of their populations, get them access to some of these doses, which may not be being used right now in some of these more wealthy countries around the world.
It's just unsettling because viruses don't stay within countries. NPR Global Health Correspondent Jason Beaubien, thank you.
You're welcome.